Dear Mr. Chair, on behalf of my local German farmers organization, the Arbeitsgemeinschaft Bäuerliche Landwirtschaft, ABL, and of hundreds, thousands of peasants gathered under the European coordination Via Campesina, I would like to thank the Bolivian mission in Geneva for all its engagement over the past years for this process. I am an example of young people who didn't inherit land from their family, but who are willing to keep rural areas alive and to start living in ecological agriculture and to contribute to feed our local societies. People like me are currently facing big difficulties to access land in our continent. Land prices under financial speculation have been increasing extremely rapid over the past decades, making it really hard for new entrants to access land. At the same time, people like me are the big hope to restructure the food markets in that continent, producing healthy, fresh, and cultural appropriated food for European communities. Mr. Chair, people like me are important to avoid that the European import market destroys internal and local markets, and at the same time, the existence of millions of brothers and sisters in other regions of the world. The revival, especially of Western European peasant agriculture, is urgently needed. While we need to urgently protect the existence of the millions of small peasants still existing all over Europe. Mr. Chair, the situation here is really serious. We are rapidly losing our lands and water resources for modern grabbers, leading to intensification of European farms, which are getting bigger and bigger. The main drivers of this process are generally corporations from outside the agricultural sector, from other regions and other countries. They are speculating with our land and other natural resources. Because of not appropriated legislation, all these grabs in Europe generally take place legally. Mr. Chair, the land where our cattle graze, from where we produce our hay, where we grow cereals and vegetables, the forests from where we make our heating wood, and the water sources for our drinking water and for irrigation cannot be handled as commodities. They represent our livelihoods, and we take care of them. Currently, European legislations don't protect the priority use of land to food production and don't protect peasants against all the mentioned grabs. Last year, the European Parliament recognized that with a historical resolution, their own initiative report on the topic of access to land. Therefore, this article is of fundamental importance to guarantee our effective participation in the management of natural resources and on consultations concerning further use of the natural resources located in our territories. Doing so, European peasants can ensure food sovereignty and consequently also right to adequate food in Europe and elsewhere. Finally, Mr. Chair, we would like to mention one further responsibility of Europe in this topic. European corporations have also been main actors in land grabs and communities displacements in other regions of the world. This phenomenon also takes place in the framework of some of the climate mitigation instruments proposed in the intergovernmental discussions, such as Red Plus and Blue Carbon. Very often, peasants' communities in the Global South suffer forced evictions from their territories so European corporations can keep polluting at a so-called carbon neutral basis, which in reality doesn't contribute to halting global temperatures. Peasant communities are the ones who have to pay the bill with their own lives without having been involved in any consultation or have given any consent in advance. I thank you, Mr. Chair.